Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. I hope that today was better than yesterday, and I'm glad that you can join me again. As we journey together, through time and space, and all things cosmic, we'll eventually return to where we need to be. The mission is to reclaim our energies and that's pretty much it in a nutshell. You know, I had something all planned out today, this evening. I was like, okay, I was really excited. And I was like, I know exactly what I'm going to do and how I'm going to do it. Well, as it turns out, our special guest needs a little more time. And so we had to reschedule. And I promise that we will get that show on really soon. And I'm going to turn that into a segment. If you read, like, what this show is about, you know, this is like in the Re-Zone. Re, R-E, as in, again, tags that start with re, but they're endless. They all apply, especially if it's something positive, especially if it's something that's designed to get us on track. As long as we can remember some of the things that we need to know, and as long as we are willing to revisit the time, the place that would allow us to recapture all those things that we left along the wayside. Some of it is due to a lot of things, just life happening. All of it doesn't have to be something that was painful. It could have been something joyous, like a marriage or the birth of a child. But still, things happen and we lose ourselves along the way. When we are in relationships, sometimes the greatest loss comes about because there's someone else. And in my case, I know I got really comfortable with relying on someone. And there's nothing wrong with that. But the problem came in. The problem came in when I got so comfortable with that until I started to regress. And relapse into ways that I had turned away from. You know, to not go too deep into the relationship thing, but just to give you an idea of what it was like always depending on someone because the person was very dependable. What happened when we split? I had to relearn to walk again on my own. That part of my brain that I had stopped using, I had to go and get the dust off of it, you know, and put it back into use quickly. So it's very important that we reconnect with ourselves, with our spirit, with our higher self. It's very important. The only way to know for sure I am going to pause for about a minute and take a quick little break, and I'll return shortly. Okay, thanks for your patience. Today, I'm just going to talk about a little bit that happened with me today. I went about my usual business of doing my thing, and I stopped a few times during the day, as I normally do, just to pay attention to what's around me, and if the time and the scenery permits, I'll get out and I'll take a closer look. I'll watch the birds, the trees, whatever is around and whatever's happening at that time. Usually I'm more into thing watching than people watching, because I've done enough people watching to pretty much know what people are about, where they're coming from, and pretty much what to expect from them. People have become pretty predictable for me. So I got out, I took some pictures, I admired the personality, the movement of the birds that I saw today. Wasn't sure of their names, but I'm going to put that on my list of things to do. Learn the names of some of these birds, you know. When I'm out there and I'm talking to them, you know, everybody's birdy. So it's just like when I see dogs, it's like, hey, puppy. Doesn't matter if the dog is, you know, 8 years old, he's still puppy, okay? So I did some of that, and then as I was finishing up with my business and making my way back to the home front, I made a couple of stops, and one of them was into a store that I usually go into on a regular basis. And I went in to grab a little snack before going in. And I was speaking with the cashier. And she gave me a little look inside of what she's dealing with at home. And I was like, oh my goodness, there's another one. There's another one that needs to reclaim her energy. She was talking about not happy with her mate, and it's no secret that a strong individual needs a strong mate, someone just as to stand by their side, to support them, to so that they can grow together. As soon as things get a little bit more organized, I'm going to invite her to join in to listen. And we'll just call in and say, hey, this is what I need to release. Or this is what I need to remember. Whatever it is that they need at that time, whatever will help them to go to the next level, those are some of the things that I want to bring forward here really soon. A lot of situations going on right now. some circumstances that's kind of like out of my hands. And but as soon as I get a little new thing, I will take all things cosmic to another level and just let it evolve and let it do what it needs to do for myself, for the listeners, for the members. And as I said earlier, you know, we'll just all grow together with this process. I'm trying to get the shows done at an earlier time, but so far I haven't been able to do it. But the main ingredient here, so I'm feeling really good about that. It has been a pleasure to contribute something else forward to tomorrow's show. Hopefully we'll have our special guest tomorrow. If not, we'll just let her come when she's ready. And in the meantime, keep your head up. Positive, stay focused. This is your host, Seth, Cosmic Empress Ikemba, Royal Blue.